News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, we have Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning.
Good to have you. Good to have you. By my read, once again, we have a no major incidents week, which we will celebrate. Is that how you read it, too?
Yes, I do, and it has been a great week for us.
I'll take it. I did want to ask you, there's been a couple of things that are relevant, of course. One is... Milton has had this conversation about school zone speed cameras. They are going to do a speed study. They're going to have the companies that purvey these cameras are going to do a study to see how big the problem is. They voted on that last week. Santa Rosa County Commission today, therefore Thursday, is actually going to take up a scheduling of a public hearing on passing an ordinance to allow the speed zone cameras because the school board wants them. They say you want them as well. What's going on here? Help me understand how big the problem is. Talk to people about speed cameras in school zones.
Yeah, so they came to me and asked if I would support the program, and I'm for anything that keeps kids safer. And as you know, I know this is going to come as a shock to you, but especially on Highway 98, we have some idiots driving. And, you know, they'll be doing double the speed limit sometimes to these school zones. So anything that can help the kids stay safer, I'm for it.
And so I know the Milton one is going to be for, well, the approach was for 11 over. So if it's a 20, 31, if it's a 25, 36, and so forth. And they're on Stewart Street by the high school, you know, that'd be a 20 and a 35 normally. And so if you're going 31. Are you guys looking at that same, like, 11 over as the threshold? I thought the ordinance, I thought, said 10 over. There might be a state restriction that it can only be for more than 10 over. But, you clarify. You tell me.
Yeah, I think there is a state thing that says that you can't ride it unless it's, like, 10 over.
Okay.
I think that's what it's going to be. But, you know, and 10 over in a school zone, I mean, you know, it depends on which school zone you're talking about, how far the school's away from the road that you have the camera on. I mean, so it's going to be a lot of different things that come into play.
Okay, yeah. And, I mean, you know, look, if it's a 20 and you're going 31, I mean, that's more than 50% over the limit. Like, that's really, really bad by ratio. So, And, you know, the portrayal was that the SROs want this, the deputies want this, the bus drivers want this, the school board wants this, that pretty much all of the officials responsible for kids' safety want it. The only ones who don't want it are, you know, people who like to speed and or people who have their sort of camera phobia kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people say that, well, you know, it's a camera and it can be, you know, flawed or whatever. I mean, it's a pretty accurate system, at least the ones that I've seen. They're very accurate. They get the tag. They get a picture of the driver pretty much and the speed all at one time. So you can't say, oh, my daughter borrowed the car that day. Your face is going to be right there on the camera. So, so it's a pretty good system from what I understand.
You and I have talked a couple of times about this a little bit, about the e-bikes. And, you know, look, I'm a bicyclist and I don't like them because I feel like they're cheating. as a driver, I feel like they're always in my way. And I, you know, sometimes, honestly, I'm not even sure what the law is because, you know, it's a 40 mile an hour road and they're doing 35 kind of in the lane. And I don't know whether I'm supposed to not pass them or pass them or whatever. But you guys have been doing some e-bike safety guidance. Talk to me about what you guys are telling drivers, e-bike users. What do we as a community need to do better?
Yeah, and so the thing that e-bikes bring to the table that is really scary is, number one, you know, you can get up to a pretty good speed. And if you fall off an e-bike at 35 miles an hour and you don't have a helmet on or anything, yeah, you can die. So, or you hit a car doing 35, you can die. So, it's like a mini motorcycle kind of thing. Yeah. But also, another thing a lot of people don't understand about e-bikes is they're totally silent. So now you have a pedestrian problem because they're not going to hear you coming. You know, they have no idea you're there. It's kind of like a Tesla. You know, you don't know it's there until it's too late. So, you know, it brings a bunch of different, you know, problems to the table. And the main thing we're trying to educate, especially kids, on is to be safe and understand that, you know, everybody says, well, it can't go fast. 35 miles an hour is pretty fast. And you can die if you hit a brick mailbox or a car. So we're trying to impart that on them, general safety tips. It's the same as riding a motorcycle slow. So you just got to be very careful with it.
And I'll tell you, as a bicyclist who sometimes, you know, or a pedestrian both, they terrify me on the sidewalk. If somebody's riding on the sidewalk, but even if they're riding it on the side of the street and I'm riding my bike there, it's like the rate of overtake, I'm not expecting that where I am, you know, from behind kind of thing. So,
right. And you're not going to hear them.
Right. One of the other things I wanted to ask you about is some of your deputies are doing vaping. I know Deputy, is it Levier? Is that how you say his name? I was talking with the sixth graders at Jay Elementary. Do you guys do this routinely? Do you go to the high schools and the middle schools too? Well, I guess sixth graders in middle school. But anyway, do you go to the high schools too?
Yeah. We have one of our SROs, Noel Sevilla. He actually got a program together, and it's Escape the Vape kind of thing.
Okay.
And all the schools, we try to get it out to as many kids as we can, because obviously a lot of people think, well, vaping, it's no big deal. It's not like smoking a cigarette. Yeah, it is. So we're trying to get it out to them that it's not safe. And, you know, a lot of them also have marijuana, THC, in some of the vapes. So we're just trying to educate the kids and make sure they understand the ramifications of vaping. And it's not a healthy thing to do. And a lot of these are actually put out to entice children to start. So, you know, we're trying to combat that as well.
All right, I'm going to ask you a question that will show just how little I know about the subject, but sometimes I like to ask those. We have these drinks. I couldn't believe I saw it at for sale in the, you know, the Winn-Dixie, where you can just buy THC-infused drinks, and I guess you have to be 21, but it was just right there. It wasn't that you don't have to have a license or anything, no permit, no doctor's signature, whatever. Same thing for the vapes. I'm assuming that they make the THC-infused ones that don't stink like weed. They just smell like, you know, pineapple or whatever, and they have THC in them. Is that right? Because I really don't know. Is that true, though?
Yeah, I think they disguise it with artificial flavors and, you know, still, it is what it is. It's THC, and a lot of people don't understand. THC stands for tetrahydrocannabinol, which basically is a thing in marijuana that gets you high. And back in the 70s and 60s, when, you know, back in the hippie days when they were smoking dope, the weed was it was like 3 or 4% THC. Well, now you get it, you know, special growers and people out in California who have acres and acres of it. It can be 80-90% THC, and it'll wipe you out. And the scary part is, especially in buying weed on the street, things like that, you never know what you're going to get. But the drinks and stuff, it is THC, but I don't know the level of it. So I think there's a certain threshold they can't go over.
Well, obviously. I think so, too. And I was more just like, I just wanted to be sure my intuition was right on this, that the vapes might have it but not smell at all like they have it, and that's kind of what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Hang on for just a second, Sheriff, because I had one other thing I wanted to ask you. We're talking to Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. John Pickens has traffic for us.
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. Still rolling accident-free right now and delay-free. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, I know you guys have put a thing up on your Facebook page, but I know whenever there's an officer falls in Florida that you take it personally. All sheriffs do, and especially because, you know, you're friends with all these sheriffs. You go to the meetings at the state board and all this kind of stuff. But, you know, Miami-Dade had a deputy that they lost, Devin Jaramillo. And I just wanted to give you a chance to talk either about him or the loss or the event or whatever you want to say.
Yeah, it sounded like a pretty horrific event. Here he is responding just to a traffic crash, something you don't think is going to be a violent scenario, and then it ends up getting attacked and killed. And, you know, when that happens, even in an agency the size of Miami-Dade, I think they have like 3,500 deputies. It's still a horrific event. And it takes a toll on the agency, takes a toll on the sheriff. We're about to put our fourth name on our wall. Dale Berrien passed away a few months back. And it really does. It puts a hole in the agency, and you have to carry on because you know it's part of law enforcement that it can happen. But it still doesn't make it any easier when it does.
Yeah, and it just, you know, it's a reminder. It's a reminder that there is a particular kind of risk involved in being a cop that— you know, never goes a day without that being the risk. Bob Johnson, Sheriff of Santa Rosa County. Sheriff, as always, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you again next week, sir.
All right, take care, Andrew.
You bet. 819 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about buying a home, selling a home, acquiring a vacation rental or a long-term rental, or, you know, a fix and flip, or just, you know, you live in the city, you want to live in the country. You live in the country, you want to live in the city, you live at the beach, you want to live in the mainland beach, you know, whatever it is you're trying to do. Downsize, upsize, I don't know, first home. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty sell a lot of homes, and they help people buy a lot of homes. So like last year, 165 homes, so 3 to 4 every single week. That creates a certain kind of knowledge base, muscle memory, what's going on in the market right now, as of right now, not as in, you know, what took place 3 months ago, but really what's going on right now. And one of the things I was talking to Christina the other day, and she said what they're seeing now with this market being a little bit more challenging is people go to a realtor and they can't get their home sold. And they go to another realtor and they can't get their home sold. And a third and a fourth and a fifth realtor, sometimes they can't get their home sold, and they come to her and she sells their home. You know, I mean, it's not a guarantee, but I know from experience that she has the experience that will make sure that happens. 786-3996, or just look her up online, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
Anderson Subaru has some outstanding fall offers on select 2025 Subarus. Choose 1.9 for 48 or 2.9 for 72 on Foresters. Get 1.9 for 63 on Crosstrek. Or choose 0% for 36 or 0.9 for 72 on Outbacks. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
I love that when that sound clip started, you didn't know what it was exactly, but then as you realize what it was.
It's a game on Price is Right.
That's right, the Yodeler game, the Fanger game. That's exactly right. Oh, this is, by the way, I know you probably don't know this song, but this is Satellite Party, which is a project with Perry Farrell, who used to be Porno for Pyros and Jane's Addiction, and one album that he did on this, and it was a pretty good album. All right, 822 here on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. Two top BBC executives are resigning after facing criticism over editing a speech made by President Trump January 6th of 2021. Trump welcomed the resignations of BBC Director General Tim Davey and Chief Executive of News Deborah Turnus. The BBC has also faced criticism for other news coverage, including a Gaza documentary recently.
Oh, but this story is way big. I've had this on my list for like 4 days, and just haven't had a chance to get to it. But yeah, they doctored his his January 6th speech, and they mashed together two pieces of it that are like 50 minutes apart. And making it look like he was calling for violence right away, or, you know, saying that I'll go down there and I'll fight with you. He says, we're going to walk down to the Capitol. We're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women. 50 minutes ago, he says, I'll be there with you and we fight like hell. And they mashed those two together with no explanation that there was. And so now you have two people that have resigned over this. They also have come under criticism because of, you remember the woman who was told to say the pregnant people, and she changed it to women on the fly, and then she kind of turned up her nose a little bit at that. Oh, the newsroom is freaked out about this because they like brought her in for a counseling session over the fact that she expressed a personal reaction to an editorializing, and the other news people at BBC are livid over that. And then, like you said, you got this documentary on Hamas, which was I'm trying to find the fact here. The guy who was the narrator was the son of a Hamas official, which they did not disclose. some things are going wrong at the BBC lately.
Yeah, and, you could say that.
And listen, I will say this. I have always thought of the BBC as a very high-quality, reputable news organization. So to see some of these things, it doesn't mean that everybody is a hot mess, but you've had a couple of pretty high-profile screw-ups lately, and you know it's not a good look for them. Makes sense that people would resign. Sorry, go ahead, David. You got me thinking about that because there's so much in that story, but go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. Well, a federal appeals court denying the Trump administration's attempt to not fully pay SNAP benefits for the month. The decision came late last night, 2 days after the Supreme Court temporarily paused a lower court's order that would have made the Trump administration pay those benefits in full. That pause expires in 2 days. And a new round of pardons issued, including Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Boris Epstein, and former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows.
All right, very good. David, thanks so much for the update. 8:25, we got John Pickens with traffic on our fives. John?
That's right.
I got Jimmy Patronus in my head, and I thought I was giving you the wrong name all of a sudden.
But okay.
I gave it right, and then I doubted myself for doing the right thing. You ever have that happen?
Of course, all the time. Dude, that's my life.
Every day.
Every day. All right. Let's see here. Looking at the roads right now, I-10, I-110 are all looking good. I'm not seeing any delays or accidents to slow you down. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much. Oh, you know what we haven't talked at all about? Oh, my gosh. There's so much. Let me tell you. It's 4 hours, but I still only get to, what, like a third?
A
quarter of the material I have. It's so crazy. Like, we haven't even talked about Donald Trump proposing 50-year mortgages.
What?
What? No, he thinks you can get more house for 50 years, you know. Yeah, a tiny little slice of more, like maybe 10% more you can afford, but the interest is all front loaded. So this is a terrible idea. People are going to have 50-year mortgages? It's like people who have a 7 or an 8, what? I'm still amazed that people are taking out 84-month car loans. Are you kidding me? And the norm is right around 65 to 70 months.
Yeah.
Good Lord, if you cannot buy it in 3 years, don't buy it. I mean, like, Dave Ramsey, this is basic Dave Ramsey stuff. 50-year house mortgage. Good Lord. Mm. Anyway, that just little thing, just a small little throwaway. Meanwhile, this is all the stories I haven't got a chance to get to today, okay? This is kind of what we're doing cleanup right now. At Tyndall Air Force Base, military families on base were told to take down their Christmas decorations.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's outside the 30-day window before it's too early.
It's kind of like an HOA.
It is. And it's in privately run, okay, privately mm-hmm. managed Balfour Beatty communities. This is at Tyndall. Air Force Captain Justin Davidson Beebe, the public affairs officer, says you cannot have the holiday decorations up any sooner than 30 days before the holiday, which we're not there yet. If you currently have Yuletide decor present on the outside of your home, please remove it and reinstall it in accordance with your community guidelines listed below. So on the one hand, you think, like, the military people, let them do what they want. On the other hand, you go, oh, they do have the community standards. Do you want Easter, in February or October?
No. We're getting prepared.
Yeah. They're not part of a broader Air Force policy, but community standards are set by the privatized housing management company. And I'm sure that the general takeaway on this is going to be, really, dude, the military, you tell them they can't put up Christmas decorations in mid-November? Yeah, you can't put up Christmas decorations in mid-November in violation of the covenants that you're a part of. we didn't. This is another one we haven't gotten to at all. You know, even though you cannot do Christmas decor on the base housing at Tyndall, you can overpay for your Starbucks bear cup. Have you seen the bear cup?
No.
Oh, yeah. This was a huge deal on Thursday. Apparently, Starbucks came out with a new, they call it the Bearista. Uh-huh. And it looks like if you took the honey that comes in the bear-looking container?
Yeah.
Okay? It's like that. It's just bigger. Okay? So it's like 4 times that big. And then I guess it's that kind of resin sort of hard plastic, whatever it's made out of exactly, so that it's, the size of a tumbler, but it's shaped like a clear bear with a little smiley face and the nose and the ears, and it's got a little hat, like a beanie hat that you screw on and off to put the stuff in, and it's got a fixed, the fixed straw that they have. $30 first day, $250 on eBay.
What?
Oh, they sold out right away.
I didn't even think twice about that, or I would have
There were people waiting in line, camping out. I mean, you can. eBay also has them for 60 and 45 and 80 and 120. And I guess, you know, good luck to you. My God, the amount of money that people will spend just to be able to drink their, you know, latte out of a clear bear head.
Cup.
I don't understand. You know what I do think, though? I always check these things against my wife, and she says, yeah, same. How do you clean this?
Well, you don't have to worry about it, Andrew.
I would if I put sugary milky drinks. Look at that. You see the picture?
Yeah.
How do you clean that?
You get like a little...
There's a lot of nooks and crannies.
Well, but you have to have
like a brush, like a long brush with a foam on the end or a, I'm just saying that looks uncleanable to me. You can clean, you know, an ordinary tumbler. I don't think you can clean the barista all that well, but I'm sure that's the hot item. Everybody's going to want to get a hand on. Somebody says about, you know, why wouldn't they sell it on the secondary market? I'd rather enjoy it and flex that I have it.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
These are, on the one hand, these could be my people, but the level of flex you think the clear plastic barista jar from Starbucks is baffling to me.
I'm Therese Crowley. Breaking the back of the government shutdown, 8 notable Democrats break with their party to help pass a test vote to reopen the federal government. On a day of 10,000 airport delays with government workers unpaid for a month, Senate Democrat Jeanne Shaheen.
This was the only deal on the table. It was our best chance to reopen the government and immediately begin negotiations to extend the ACA tax credits that tens of millions of Americans rely on to keep costs down.
Waiting on the final Senate vote, then back to the House. Airport delays out of the gate today, already about 1,500, a similar number canceled. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth has offered to call up reserve military air traffic controllers if needed. Hegseth also posting 2 more lethal kinetic military strikes on known drug traffickers in the Eastern Pacific, all 6 killed. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3 right now. It's a bit of a chilly morning. We've got 43 degrees and sunshine right now in Pensacola. We'll get to our forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson and Channel 3 in just a few minutes. Well, Pensacola police are investigating a suspicious death this morning. It's at an office on Davis Highway in the 4000 block, and PPD says officers responded there after an employee arrived at work this morning, discovered a man dead. Investigators are currently treating the case as a possible homicide. Detectives are still at the scene investigating. We'll have more information on this once it becomes available. We are waiting for some cold weather tonight. Record low temperatures expected across the area in northern Escambia County. Temps could get down into the 20s. Coastal areas could see temps around the freezing mark. Now, this comes as an Arctic blast of air is pushing south from Canada. A freeze warning is in effect for inland areas of the panhandle until late tonight into tomorrow morning. Temperatures expected to rise back to normal by the end of the week. Veterans in northern Escambia County will be celebrated at a cookout tomorrow afternoon in Century. The free Veterans Day cookout being held at Nadine McCaw Park in on North Century Boulevard tomorrow from 2 until 5 p.m. A woman's been arrested for allegedly operating a network of brothels across multiple locations in Florida. Officials say Cynthia Sacido Torres is facing charges after an investigation into the alleged brothels in Lake Worth Beach, West Palm Beach, and Fort Myers. Officials say the investigation was launched last March following tips about the brothels, which led them to look into a larger prostitution ring. The investigation revealed Torres, her brother Ricardo, and her husband Alfredo Sanchez Corona used intimidation and violence to control the sex trade, including firing shots at rival brothels. The couple reportedly fled to Mexico in February, leaving a 17-year-old to one of their children to manage the brothels. Torres has now been charged with human trafficking, deriving support from prostitution, money laundering, and also child neglect. Escambia County deputies have charged a man with murder after the fire last week where 2 children were found dead.
After this fire was extinguished, unfortunately, we found that there was a 7-year-old and a 9-year-old, both children deceased inside of that trailer. We also found out that there was a male, John Henry Watson, that had escaped that fire and was being treated at a hospital.
Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, 27-year-old Josh Walston, was arrested over the weekend. Investigators believe he sexually assaulted the young girl, killed both kids, then set his own trailer on fire. The children were reportedly staying the night there when this happened. Walston is being held without bond at the Escambia County Jail. The Miami-Dade Sheriff's Office remembering a deputy as a homegrown hero. And according to Sheriff Rosie Cordero Stutz yesterday at a vigil for Deputy Kevin Jaramillo, the 27-year-old deputy was shot to death while on duty in Kendall on Friday. He was responding to a traffic accident when a suspect reportedly attacked Jaramillo, took his service weapon, and shot him with it. The 21-year-old suspect then took his own life. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Scatter, traffic on the fives.
That's right, I do. Let's see here. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are all flowing smooth and not seeing any delays either. So great news on that for a Monday. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to have a breezy and chilly day today, starting off in the 40s with highs in the 50s. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping at or below freezing near 30 degrees. For your Veterans Day Tuesday, 55 degrees for your high, mostly sunny skies. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 43. Going into Wednesday, we will start to warm up, mostly sunny skies, high near 71, and low Wednesday night near 54. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Sunshine, 43 degrees in Pensacola right now. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. A decades-long legal feud between Visa, MasterCard, and a huge group of merchants could be nearing an end. The credit card giants say they've reached settlements to lower the fees they charge merchants. Visa and MasterCard have also pledged to relax a policy which forces sellers to either accept all cards from a network or none at all. That would give merchants flexibility to reject premium rewards cards, which typically charge higher fees. This morning, the FAA has added to flight restrictions by effectively stopping business travel at a dozen major airports. They include Los Angeles's LAX and New York's JFK, among others. All told, more than 1,600 flights have been canceled nationwide as a shutdown-related shortage of air traffic controllers carries on. It may not carry on much longer, though. That's because the Senate has moved to set up a vote on legislation that would fund the government through January. On that news, futures are sharply higher heading to the open on Wall Street. That's Your Money Now.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from cosmetology and plumbing to nursing and aviation airframe mechanics. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. Go here. Get there.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Bailey's Produce and Nursery.
If you have an HD radio in your car, you can listen to News Radio 92.3 from Fort Walton Beach all the way to the Mississippi line. You heard me right. Here's how. Tune to 98.7. Wait a few seconds until you see the HD signal displayed. Then turn the radio up two clicks to HD3. Then you can listen to Andrew McKay, Pet Talk with Meg, Marpia Van Camp and Robbins, and Petscola Right Now, all over the Gulf Coast. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
By the way, before we get into our actual item of the day for the frivolous topic, I do you know, I prepare a show, and I say, I got to make sure to say this. And then we get 3.5 hours into the show, and I haven't said it. Happy birthday to the Marines today. 250 years today. And by the way, the Marines have a story that's a little bit like Pensacola, because the Marines were formed, and then they were disbanded, and then they were reformed. And for a long time, it was the other birthday that was kind of like the thing. And then in the 1920s, they said, no, no, we're going to go back to the original, 1775. So happy birthday to the Marines. Semper Fidelis, always faithful. And all of the, so many, I mean, so many things that the Marines have meant to this country over the years. But yeah, so happy birthday. I'll take it. Because it's like Pensacola, because we had a settlement, and then we didn't have a settlement, and then we have a city, and who's the oldest and the first and all that kind of stuff. So that's how I feel. It's a little bit similar. All right, the actual topic for the day, completely unrelated. Let's talk about chip bags and bag burping. First question. This could range a little bit. There's a lot of topics to have here. But the first question is, you open a bag of chips or pretzels. I don't want to discriminate, you know, or the popcorn in a bag or Cheetos. I mean, that, it's irrelevant. And you eat a few, but not them all. Because obviously the bag's too big. Because the right size bag, like a single sleeve of Pringles, you eat them all, right, John?
Yes.
Okay. Meg's horrified still, but that's okay. you open the bag of chips, you eat the ones you're going to eat, and now you're going to save it for later. What do you do? 437-1620, 437-1620. John?
Well, I make sure all the air is out.
As much as possible, you burp the bag.
As much as possible.
Which is really hard with chip bags.
It is, because you don't want to crush them, but yet.
Right.
And then we roll it up and put a chip clip on it.
You roll.
Yeah.
You roll?
Yes.
Doesn't that make it too thick for the chip clip?
No.
You don't fold?
Two purposes.
You roll. Now I'm learning stuff all day here. Go on.
Yeah. So it serves two purposes. One, you can see how much chips you have left because as it goes down, so I can just glance at it, unless it's on the top of the refrigerator, Talisha, where I can not see anything. But anyway.
Personal message for your girlfriend. Go on.
And, you know, plus it keeps all the air out.
Okay. But rolling. Like round rolling or folding?
Yeah, I mean,
folding?
Well, you could.
The mechanism
fold,
here has got
roll,
me all hung up.
I know. I'm going to have to go
and
back
for
home
your,
and look
And for
at
your
it.
Clip, you use a?
A chip clip.
Like one that's actually designed for that purpose?
Yes.
Plastic, spring-loaded, metal, binder clip. What's your technology?
Plastic, spring-loaded.
Well, plastic ones break, my friend. They just don't last. We need better technology for
you.
All right, fair enough, though. Meg, 437-1620, you open a bag of chips.
Yes,
you
sir.
You eat some but not all. You're going to save for later. You do what?
Well, I don't exactly roll, but I sort of fold down.
Like multiple
John,
folds?
I like to know how much is left.
Yeah, I agree
so
with
I fold
that.
Fold it down to that. And then
what kind of a savage would fold just like the top and then leave all that full of air bag? And
I was
just
married.
So
I know.
I was married to one, but that's okay.
Oh, that gives me the.
I'm not saying a word.
Gives me the shivers just thinking about
I'm not saying a word.
Same people do the same thing with the Cheerios, the Frosted Flakes. Mm-hmm. No. But go on. Okay. What else you got?
And then I have my handy dandy, and I know this is going to shock you, Georgia Bulldog clip.
Okay. Is it plastic, metal? Spring?
I have two. One's metal, one's plastic.
You have two bag clips?
Oh, I have about seven.
I was going to say.
I bought the handy dandy 8-pack that's the cheap plastic
ones. I was going to say, like, we must have 40 bag clips in my house. Right, that's why I'm like, two? How
but,
can two get
no,
you
but
by?
These are special, so.
Okay, they're the special make you happy Georgia Bulldogs ones.
That's
so.
Exactly right.
Fair enough. 437-1620, my own strategy, in case you care. First of all, obviously you burp the bag. Although, bag burping on the chips is not that productive because
there's
still so much air. Right. I mean,
really? You burp a chip bag?
Well, I mean, you just don't let it be. Like what John was saying is if you start rolling at the top, you're actually going to make it turn into a balloon as you roll down.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to burp it enough so that when you create your folds or your rolls or whatever, that there's not a ton of But you can't really. It's already got Florida air in it. You can't
Correct.
Solve that.
Yeah.
But you can't leave it open. I cannot imagine that some people leave it open
because
you know you got like what 3 hours in Florida before everything melts.
I know. Yes.
Yeah. No.
I
that's no good.
Yeah. No. No.
My own. I sometimes I just do whatever. But I think my most common is, and you're gonna make fun of me, and that's okay. Is it's a little bit origami. It's a like you're folding a square of paper. You would fold corner to corner.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fold down one angle.
Mm-hmm.
Fold down the other angle. So now you have kind of a peak triangle in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And I fold that in half. So I have sort of the top of a trapezoid is what that looks like. So that's, and then put the bag clip on that. And the bag clip could, binder clips are great for bag clips, by the way. You know, the black
they work.
Flexible metal with the little silver metal.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the perfect clips for chip bags. John, you look a little baffled by all this.
Well, I'm just wondering if you like sit there and, you know, measure out and make sure each triangle
No, it's a very
perfect.
Hasty process. I don't do any of that.
Okay.
No. But I don't roll it either.
Well, it's
roll is slow, which you should slow. Anyway.
And I'm the perfect compromise because I fold.
Now I'm going to have to go home and just like try it.
Depends on how many chips are left.
Well, if you fold just one time, there's a lot of air that can escape at the edge.
Yeah, I fold down to where the chips are.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's why I do it this way, because you create the only seam in the bag is now much closer to the size of surface the chip clip itself is going to contain.
Mm-hmm.
437-1620, 437-1620. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right, I do. Let's see here. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, my goodness. If you are thinking about buying a new car or selling, frankly, a car, Frontier Motors is a great place to not just buy good quality used cars, but selling good quality used cars. Like, you know, we're always talking about, they've got 300 cars. They sell about half every month. That means they got to buy about half every month. So if you have a car that's, you know, 1 to 4 years young, 10 to 30 or 40,000 miles, and it's in really good shape, take it to them. They'll offer you a deal on that in, you know, 15 minutes. And if you want a little bit better price because you're willing to wait a little bit longer, they can consignment sell it for you. No cost, no extra fee for that. Just, it means it won't move as fast, but, you know, they're fine. They need the inventory. Customers need the inventory, whatever. So instead of, you know, going and selling on Facebook Marketplace and finding, you know, Jethro at the Walmart to sell your car, just take it to Frontier. It's very easy. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, back to the question of the day, which is, when you open a bag of chips, assuming it's a bag, and then you need, and it could be, I mean, same. I assume you guys are the same for cereal, right? Same strategy for cereal?
Oh, yes.
Okay. You don't transfer cereal into another container, right?
No.
Into another bag or something. I know that's a lot of work. Okay. Just making sure, because some people do.
Yeah.
All right. So 437-1620, what's your strategy for keeping it as fresh as possible, which is still mostly impossible in Florida, but still somewhat possible. Binder clip. My good friend John Hutchinson says binder clip. No, I agree. That's the universal tool. I use regular wooden clothespins, Jacques says, to pin shut any bag, cereal bags, chip bags, et cetera, and it works great. Somebody says, I fold and roll. Oh, very thorough. All right, fair enough. I push the air out. I fold down the top and clip. Though chips don't last long to get stale, that's true. If the bag rips while opening, I put them in a plastic bag. Oh, I will tell you these bags. Oh, these bags. They get on my last nerve. Especially the ones that tortilla chips come in. The ones that are they're not as flexible as some of the others. And you try to open them carefully. They never open at the seam. They've made the seam stronger than the bag.
Yes.
So you're inevitably ripping down the side. And then when you try to fix that, it just makes it worse. And I think they do this on purpose because they know that makes it go bad faster, so you have to buy more.
Ooh.
Not,
that's a cynical outlook.
Well, I know. I've been around, okay?
Whoa. This got deep.
Wow.
Same for cereal bags. And why, for the love of God, cereal bags don't come with resealable tops,
make it cost more. I mean, come on.
But it would make people happy. Okay, so anyway, back to the point. Somebody says, remove the air, fold in triangular folds. I think that's what I'm describing. Plastic magnetic chip clip, then phone my mental health specialist and ask for an increase in my medication.
Yes, please. Andrew needs an extra dose.
Have you ever not had a chip clip and just kind of rested the bag up against like the sidewall of the kitchen or hoped it was nestled in against other things that would hold it shut?
Have you ever done that?
Yeah, I know.
Well, of course.
Or double bag. Have you ever double clipped like two bags because you only had one clip left?
Yes.
Yes.
We've all been there.
Yep.
Tough times.
Struggles are real.
Somebody says I usually hide them. What? I don't know what that means. Let's see. Somebody's sending me pictures of, there it is. Oh, those little, I don't know how to describe, this is hard to describe on the radio. You remember when you used to have hangers that were covered in rubberized material, like the hangers that you, like clothes hangers?
Uh-huh.
They make these chip clips now that are a metal spring covered in that same kind of rubberized coating.
Yeah, I have a couple of those.
Yeah, I have several of those. Those work great too. Plus, they're grippy. The rubberized material gets it kind of grippy. Somebody says, depending on the size of the bag, either a gallon size Ziploc or a chip clip, but you guys have chips left over. Yeah, I know. Our moral failures are kind of the pretext for this segment. We fold and use the end of the pants hanger clip. Oh. Like the on a regular hanger, the ones that come on the rod, those are firm too. Those are because they hold up pants.
Right.
Never thought about cannibalizing that. My closet for interesting. We cut the end off and we save them. Okay, all right. Tri-fold, bifold, then firmly secured with a hardwood clothespin manufactured in the great state of Maine. somebody says, I'm with Meg, but I may consider folding the two corners in first in the future. Hey, that little bit of seepage, you know, on the side.
That's a good idea.
Let's see. I use clothespins to close my bags it's less expensive. I fold them secure in a cat face shape plastic spring-loaded chip clip. I feel like this is a Dr. Seuss line that meows when it opens. Oh, aww. That's so adorable. Again, somebody says, leftovers, I can't stop. It works for all bags. These seal the bag and chips will last almost forever. What is this I'm looking at? Oh, this looks like I can't quite tell, but it looks like a strip that is adhesive that you put into the bag that allows you to actually seal them. I'm guessing. I'm not really sure, but
Velcro?
I don't know what this is, but it looks interesting. My parents had a vacuum seal on their counter just for chip bags every time they opened. Oh, that's the old, like, with the laminate machine or whatever kind of thing. That's what scissors are for in your drunk drawer in your kitchen. Cut the bag. Okay. what else we got? Need to cut the top of the tea chip bag with scissors. Yeah, I mean, I may get to that point. I'm kind of almost there. For the reason you just described, I cut. That's three in a row for scissors.
Me too. Add four.
Okay. All right. Tupperware. I feel like that's giving in. I feel like that's surrender.
What?
You're gonna have a really hard time scissors. When you get older.
Yeah. But I mean, he really is.
I think rationally, I know that's a smart answer, but there's no satisfaction in the scissors. The rip is the when you open it and it gives, and you're putting in too much tension, and then
goes
you have to
everywhere.
Just right do it so it doesn't explode. There's something satisfying about that. Scissors are so...
You need to get out more.
I know.
Is that really
Let's
what you
triple
think?
Triple the medication this time.
I should
time.
Really be outside more. You think that's the answer here?
Then we're going to have outside questions.
Oh, true. This is true.
All right. But here's the real question for the day. This is where we ought to end. But why don't all chips just come in Pringles containers?
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Joann Fabrics may be closed.
They're closed?
But you'll find all you need at Darrell's Sewing of Pensacola.
Darrell's?
Yes, Darrell's is the largest sewing and embroidery machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering lots of fabrics, sewing machine furniture, sewing and embroidery supplies, and notions. Financing is available, and there are lots of classes scheduled for this fall, so get registered now at sewinginpensacola.com.
That's Darrell's Sewing of Pensacola?
Yep, at 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel Thursday at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show. They'll be talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, and how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is the AK-47 assault rifle, the preferred weapon of your enemy, and it makes a distinctive sound when fired at you, so remember it.
Mendoza, King Mac,
He's got it! Whoa! Out of nowhere! King Mack with the interception. And Penn State has the football.
Oh, my God. Big Ten football over the weekend, or Big 40 football, or whatever we're calling it these days. I don't even know how many teams are in the division anymore. Seriously, is it 20? How many teams are in the Big Ten now?
Yeah, maybe. That's, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's the SEC and the Big Ten, really. Except this year, the ACC has been doing really well. Anyway, Penn State playing Indiana. That was the pickoff in the fourth quarter. Penn State just kind of hung around and hung around and hung around, and it was 20-17 with 10 minutes to go. They then scored a touchdown, Grunkemeyer to Singleton. That was pretty impressive. And so Indiana has, a minute 52 to march the field and score to try to come back from being down by four. And they got, insane circus catch after insane circus catch after, and literally the most insane circus catch that I have ever, sometimes in sports you kind of, you embellish a little bit or, it's hyperbolized. I've never seen anything like this. Where is it? The marker's at the end of the fine. Here we go.
Mendoza in trouble. It's out. Touchdown.
I love this commentator.
Give Eliza Trophy now.
Did he get his foot down?
Ruling of the touchdown.
Too slow.
Okay, so what happened is it's, third and goal at the 7. There's 41 seconds left, and Indiana needs to get it into the end zone, okay, because they're down by 4. Field goal doesn't work for them. And he's, falling down, throws it to the – and at first it looked like it was going to be out of the end zone, like it was just going to be thrown away. But his receiver manages to go way up high and grab it. And in real time, I thought it was out of the end zone. But he was called in the end zone. And so they're watching the replay.
Oh, my goodness.
No way!
Oh, my goodness.
Was the left foot the first one to touch?
So when you saw it, you saw that it was... Okay, so his right side is going out, and you thought it was the right foot that he got down. But then you see that he actually bent up his right foot so that his trailing foot, the left foot, could tag because it was that close to the out of bounds. I mean, the amount of body control to pull that off in real time to toe tap in the end zone. John?
It was amazing for him to raise that right foot
up
and
to avoid that being the drag foot.
So thinking of catching the ball, the dude's all up in your business, and then... To do your
and
foot.
Then just to move your foot up just a little bit, so that's the trail just, foot that catches inside.
Oh my goodness, it's a touchdown.
Oh my gosh! He caught it!
He caught it.
That is crazy!
Every time I see it, I think that's the most amazing. Top 10 ever.
It was amazing.
Unbelievable.
Amazing catch. There was another one that game too, wasn't there? Similar?
There was a couple of, like, in that drive, that was ridiculous.
Oh,
Indiana's for real.
Yeah.
John Pickens has traffic on the 5. John?
That's right here. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. No delays to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Even the Iowa-Oregon game was fun, and I was, of course, pulling for the Ducks, but man, because I lived there for a while, so I'm a Ducks fan. All right, what else we got going on? Oh, how about this? If you need to get a new roof, speaking of football, I don't know. Anyway, hey, it's like Johnny Carson, right? If it's funny, it's funny. If it's not funny, make fun of it being not funny.
So if you throw your football up on the roof.
And it damages your roof.
There you go.
Look at that.
See?
Look at what y'all did.
Teamwork.
You need a new roof or at least a repair. Call Quality Roofing Solutions. They will take care of you. Brian Ward started this company 19 years ago in 2006. And by the way, you may not know. You genuinely may not know whether you need a repair or whether you need a replacement. And so they'll come out and look at it and you say, oh, well, I'm sure they're going to try to get me to do a replacement. Well, maybe. They do about 90% of their business as replacements, so 10,000 roofs. They've done about 9,000 replacements and about 1,000 repairs, okay? But the point is, a lot of times, so they will tell you if it's only repair, but a lot of times you actually do better financially by doing a replacement because you may get a reduction in your insurance based on the wind mitigation inspection, if that's relevant for you. It may not be, but if it is. But also, the price of roofs keeps going up and up and up, and if you do a repair now, you're likely to have to do a replacement within a couple of years anyway. And if that's the case, you know, why not buy it now instead of buy it for a lot more in a couple of years? That's kind of their thing. But, you know, they'll work with you whichever way it is. They support a lot of local organizations, you know, Art Gateway, local youth sports, financial literacy education. Very big on customer service. Very big on making sure you know what's going on every step of the way, answering your questions, returning your phone calls, talking with you like you're a person. You know, it's a big deal to me, too. 4.9 rated on Google and a lifetime warranty on their roof. So, Quality Roofing Solutions, 777-0961 or qualityroofingsolutions.com. All right, we're almost completely out of time. Again, I'm kind of making up for having not done it earlier, but it is the 250th birthday for the Marines. Semper Fi, appreciate you all. I don't have time to do that story. You see the story about the pitchers getting the charges for pitching, basically throwing balls when they should have thrown strikes? And this is all a byproduct of prop betting. People being able to bet on individual stats, individual incidents, individual activities, and all kinds of weird stuff. Nobody thought when they legalized gambling that you'd be able to allegedly throw pitches wrong in order to make people bets on the side outside the game. It's a crazy environment. Local.